centurion. But all men in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill, whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. We'll read that far in the scriptures of God. There's something wonderful, congregation, about coming home. Sure, it's nice to visit here and there and to see new sights and to meet new people. But it's just special to return to family, to friends, to familiarity, to routine. But it wasn't that way for the Lord Jesus Christ. It isn't that he had anything against the place where he spent most of his growing years, the place where he grew up with Mary and Joseph. We're going to find out that it was the townsfolk that he grew up with that were the problem. They were not very welcoming. They were not very friendly to him. And why were they that way? Was there something wrong with Jesus? Did he do something wrong? Did he say something wrong? Well, he never did or said anything that was wrong. No, it was something about them. The problem was with the people themselves. And you know, beloved, it's really the same today, sadly. That sometimes people today who know Jesus the best, or who want to know him, know the most about him, can be very unwelcoming toward him. But there is a really wonderful side to this otherwise sad story, but we're going to have to just wait a little bit to see what that is. Let us pray even now in our hearts that God will bless our study this morning together, and that we might be very welcoming to the Lord Jesus Christ and not cold or indifferent or worse. The passage we want to consider is the one that we've read together before, from 14 to 30, but right now let's just read again 17 to 21. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, that when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." Our theme in our continuing study of the Gospels, Jesus returns to Nazareth. In the first verse, we want to just briefly see what message he brought to the hometown for So Jesus.